Today we begin lesson 61. We're beginning the third topic in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudalid. The topic is called The World at War, and today's lesson will be World War I. We'll be learning from Sukkim Aleph to Dalid, 1 to 4, in the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 18. On the margin says Revi, it's the fourth Aliyah. It says Milchemes Hamlochim, the war with the kings. And below that you see it's the year 2023, according to the Simonim Tanakh, that we're still in the same year that Avram did Lech Lecha. Remember, 1948 he was born. Lech Lecha at the age of 75 is the year 2023. And from the beginning of Lech Lecha, as soon as he gets to Eretz Canaan, there's a hunger. He's in Egypt. He comes back. He separates from Lot. And meanwhile, while all that is going on, the world is at war. Let's read the psukim first. Vayehi bimei Amraphel melech shinor aryoch melech elosor kidor laomer melech elam visid ol melech goyim asu milchama esbera melech sidom vesbirsha melech amora shinov melech admo vishemever melech tzvoyim umelech bela hitzoar kol eilech avru elei mekasidim hu yom hamelech shteim esrei shana avdu eskidor laomer ushlosh esrei shana morodu. Let's look at the psukim inside. Nimrod, as you recall, made the Tower of Babel in the year 1996. That's when he wanted to unite all of humanity in a war against Hashem. We will see now that instead of uniting humanity in a war against Hashem, he will be warring against Hashem by destroying humanity and controlling humanity. Although you don't see his name in the text, it will come out very shortly. There were four very powerful kingdoms who were trying to conquer land. And then in this pasuk, we see they decide to join together to create an axis of evil. Pasuk Aleph. Vayihi, and it was, bimei, in the days of Amraphel. The name of the person was Amraphel, melech, the king of a place called Shinor. The rabbis tell us Amraphel is none other than Nimrod. Why is he called Amraphel? It's a contraction of two words. Omar, pool. Omar means he said, pool, to fall. That's what Amraphel told Avram, to fall into the fiery furnace. So therefore, it's the same person. The king of Shinor, if you look back in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it tells us that Nimrod ruled in Shinor, and then he went on to conquer Ashur. So you see, it's in those days when he was looking into conquering his part of the world. It's obviously, as we'll see, if there's some connection to Avram here, we see this entire war has some kind of connection to Avram. So he's the ringleader in terms of the idea of trying to conquer the world with an axis of evil. Also together with him was Aryoch, that's the name of the king, Melech, the king of a place called Elosor. Also, there was Kedor Laomer. That's one name. It's a king, Kedor Laomer. Melech Elam, the king of Elam. And the fourth king, Visidol, that's his name. Melech, the king of Goyim. Now, Goyim is a little different. Goyim comes with nation. Goy is a nation. Goyim, many nations. The people living there came from many nations, and Sidol ruled over them. So these four kings who already were warring kings trying to spread out their power in the world, the four of them decided to get together and to accomplish more. And now we see what battle is germane to us in Pasuk Beis. Asum milchama, these four kings made a war as against five kings. Bera, the name of the first king is Bera, melech stone, the king of stone. Ve'es, and against Birsha, melech Amora, the king of Amora. Shinov, who is Shinov? Melech Admo, the king of Admo. Vishem Aver, that's his name, Melech Tzvoim, the king of Tzvoim. Umelech Bela, and against the king of a city called Bela, he, which was also known as Tzoar, we'll see later on in the story of Lot, we'll see as he moves to Tzoar. So we have five kings, and if you look back in the map, in the Simonim Tanakh, you'll see in the third map, really even the second map, on the second page, on the left side, if you'll see, right under the Yam HaMelech, you have Stom, Amora, Adma, Tzvoim, and then a little further south is Bela or Tsoar. If you turn the page, you see the very same map again in regarding these areas as well. So it's where the Yam HaMelech is, and these are the five kings in one region. So the four kings came and attacked these five kings in this region, and they were successful. The four kings defeated the five kings. Now, of course, you're wondering, why is there no name mentioned for the king of Bela? The other ones, we have a name. The commentaries tell us that each one of these kings was wicked except for Bela, and therefore their names define their wickedness. Look again in Pasuk Beis. The first king is Ra. You have the word Ra, evil. He was evil to God and to people. The next name was Bir Shah. Has the word Russia. He became a Russia. Shin Av, from the word Sana, Sino, Sinun Aleph, to hate. Av, he hated his father in heaven. Vishem Aver, the same, he took an Aver, a limb, to fly and rebel against Hashem, whatever that means. But these are names that are inherently, these are wicked people, while Bela was not inherently wicked, a little south of them, and we'll see how this will all play out in subsequent chapters when we learn the story of Lot. But keep this in mind. So the four kings defeated the five kings. Now, and what happened as a result of that? Gimel, Kol Ela, all these kingdoms, these nine kingdoms, Chavru, they came together to make a peace treaty. And the peace treaty was made to Amek, the Valley Hasidim, the Valley of Hasidim, which was existing at the time, that valley. Later on, we know it now as Vahu, and later it will be called Yam HaMelech, the Yam HaMelech. At that time, Stom and Amora were not overturned yet, so all you had was this very nice valley, and that's where the peace treaty was made. Only later, when Stom and Amora destroyed, you will not find the Amek Hasidim. It will now be the Yam HaMelech. So they made a peace treaty. The peace treaty basically said that the five kings would have to pay tribute, have to pay taxes to the four kings. And specifically, one of the four kings was given dominion in this area. Could be as the group together to attack. Once they would win, they'd give one king that area that he could receive tax. And maybe in other areas, the other kings would get taxed. Look in Pasuk Dalet, Shteim Esrei Shana, 12 years after that peace treaty, Avdu, they served, meaning they paid taxes, Es Kedor Lomer to Kedor Laomer. And why him and not the other? Some suggest he was the most powerful of the kings. We will see that ultimately this is Nimrod's plan to eventually capture Avram. And he's using Kedor Laomer as the powerful one to let him enjoy his power and taxes, while Nimrod has a much bigger agenda. We already know that Nimrod tried to kill Avram, didn't work. He tried to build the Tower of Babel, didn't work. Now he's got a world war going on, and we'll see his ultimate ideas to capture Avram, we'll see later. Anyway, that was 12 years they were paying taxes. Ushlosh Esrei Sana. Now there's two ways to learn this. You could say it was in the 13th year. Shlosh Esrei is 13. Shana, you could say in the 13th year, meaning after the 12 years, Moradu, they rebelled, which means they stopped paying taxes, and as well as a double meaning, and they rebelled and did not pay taxes for 13 years. So there were 12, there was a battle, and 12 years of servitude, followed by in the 13th year, for 13 years, there was rebellion and they would not pay the taxes. Let's look at the questions. Question number one. Mihaya Melech Shinor Bizman Shigi Avram Laretz Canaan. Who was the king of Shinor at the time when Avram was in the land of Canaan? Amraphel. Two, Al Eza Eretz Molech Amraphel. Over which land was Amraphel the king? Shinor. Three, Mihaya Amraphel. Who was really Amraphel? Nimrod. Four, Madua Hayanikra B'Shem Amraphel. Why was he called Amraphel? It's a contraction of the words Omar, pool. He said, fall. Five, Mihaya Melech Elasar. Who was the king of Elasar? Arioch. Six, Aleza Eretz Molech Arioch. On which land was Arioch the king? Elasar. Seven, Mihaya Melech Elam. Who was the king of Elam? That was Kedor Laomer, one word. Eid al Eiz Eretz Molach Kedor Lomer, over which land was Kedor Lomer the king? Over Elam. 9. Mihaya Melech Goyim, who was the king of Goyim? His name was Sidol. 10. Al Eiz Eretz Molach Sidol, on which land was Sidol the king? Over Goyim. 11. Mihaya Melech Stom, who was the king of Stom? Bera. 12. Al Eiz Eretz Molach Bera, on which land was Bera the king? Stom. 13. Mihaya Melech Amora, who was the king of Amora? Birsha. 14. Aleza Eretz Molach Birsha, of which land was Birsha the king? Amora. 15. Mihaya Melech Adma, who was the king of Adma? The king of Adma was Shinov. 16. Aleza Eretz Molach Shinov, over which land was Shinov the king? Adma. 17. Mihaya Melech Tzavoim, who was the king of Tzavoim? Shem Aver. 18. Al Ezer Eretz Molach Shemever, over which land was Shemever the king? Tzavoyim. 19. Mahaya Haaretz Achamishi, what was the fifth land? Shemelch Shelo Chiber Le'arbar Artzos Acheres Lilochem, where that king joined together to the other four lands to fight. That other land was called Bela. 20. Mahu Od Shem Lir Bela, what was another name for the city of Bela? Tzoar. 21. Mahu Od Shem Lir Tzor, what's another name for Tzoar? That's Bela. 22. Madua lo kosav Hashem shel melech Bela. Why was the name of Bela, the king of Bela, not mentioned? Because he was more righteous than the other. The other four kings, by their name, they were wicked, while the king of Bela was not, and his name would not be associated with them. 23. Le'efo higia chameshes ha-melochim lis'ached lasos pshar. Where did the five kings reach to unify, to make a peace treaty with them, with the four kings? That was in Emek Hasidim. 24. Ma'od Shem Le'emek Hasidim. What's another name of Emek Hasidim? The Yam HaMelach. 25. Ma'od Shem Le'yam HaMelach. What's another name of the Yam HaMelach? Emek Hasidim. 26. I'm Kfar Bisman Melchamas Chamesh HaMelachim Hoya Yam HaMelach. Was there already in the time of the War of the Five Kings the Yam HaMelach? No. 27. Lekamas man hoya chamesh samalachim tachas shlitasos shel Kedor Lomer. For how many years were the five kings under the dominion of Kedor Laomer? 12 years. 22. 28. Mihoya hagadol bechol mikol arbas malachim. Who was the biggest of the four kings? Was Kedor Laomer, because he's the one they pay taxes to. 29. Targum, translate the word moradu. Moradu means they rebelled, from the root morad. 30. Be'ez Shana Mordu Chamesh Samalachim. In which year did the five kings rebel? In the 13th year. 31. Lekamas Man Marodu. How long did they rebel? They rebelled for 13 years. Let's now read the Psukim one more time. Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi Bimei Amraphel Melech Shinor Aryoich Melech Elasor Kidor Laomer Melech Elam Visidol Melech Goyim Asu milchama Esbera melech Sidon vesbirsha melech Amora Shinov melech Adma v'shemeiver melech Tzivoyimu melech Bela hitzoar Kolei lechavru Elemek hasidim Hu yom hamelech Shtei mesrei shana Ovdu eskidor laomer Ushalosh esrei shana Moradu. Please spend 15 minutes going over this lesson, and this will end off for this shortened week, and spend over Shabbos reviewing lessons 57, 58, 59, 60, and 61. Have a great Shabbos.